heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and happy Father's Day to all you dads joining us this morning. We're here to help you to have a wonderful garden. The weather is beginning to change on a positive note. That's a good thing. And if you have any concerns or questions, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Gayla calling from Cape Cod about hydrangeas.
Gail, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I have a question about, I bought two, they're called strawberry cream lace hydrangeas.
Yes.
And they're the most gorgeous raspberry color. And I'm wondering if, it says hotties. Are they going to stay the color or do I have to add something to? We're on the Cape, so.
You should not have to add anything to the soil. The blue hydrangeas are the ones that you have to add aluminum sulfate, which is a soil acidifier, to keep them blue. But this new hybrid, strawberry shortcake, is absolutely wonderful, as you said. You have white, and you have some pink, and you have some red, all on the same flower. The red, the deeper colors are on the top, going to a pink, and then finally on the lower portion of the plant, you will get some white. So it's one of the new hybrids. Many years ago, my son had me buy one called Pinky Winky. And it's also another one of these strains of the new hybrids. And this one has like little spots that will give it pink and red dots on it. Very pretty also. So, but these new hybrids, especially the ones that have red and pink, do not need anything special added to the soil to keep that coloration. A good general purpose fertilizer to keep it healthy, to make it produce additional branches, and the more branches the plant produces, the more blooms will develop on that plant. But they are very, very hardy, and on Cape Cod, where your climate is a little bit more mild than when you get to like to the Boston area, you shouldn't have any problem at all for it. But just a general purpose tree and shrub fertilizer during May or June, you'll be in great condition. And the thing that's nice about the hydrangea family in general, most flowering plants bloom for 4 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. Hydrangea will bloom 6 to 8 weeks and sometimes even longer than that. So they're a long lasting. And the only other thing is if it gets really hot and very dry, give them some water. Because if it gets too hot and too dry, then the blossom will not last as long. So if it gets hot, take out the hose, give them a good drink, and that will keep them in bloom for a much longer period of time. Great question, Gail. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Suzanne from Rhode Island with a question about her cherry trees.
Suzanne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I have about a 50-year-old flowering cherry tree.
that has these big holes in the leaves right now, and they're starting to die. Is that a beetle?
Probably not. It's probably a leaf-eating caterpillar. Now, have you used a fruit tree spray on it, Susan?
No, I haven't.
Okay. If you want the tree to really do well, cherries will get fungus diseases and they'll have insects that will attack the plant. And cherries are a little bit more work than apples or pears. And being that your tree is only a year old, it's going to be additional work. So right now, don't expect a lot from that plant because it's young. The root system is still getting established in your garden. But if you could buy a general fruit tree spray, and all of the garden centers carry it, it's something that if you really want good edible fruit and you want a healthy tree, you need to do it every 2 weeks from the time that the flowers fall from the plant until you harvest. So if you had to use a fruit tree spray, no holes. But if you don't put some type of product on your cherry tree, there are more caterpillars coming. There's different types, different strains that come at all different times of the year. And they will continue to go after the foliage. When you get a lot of holes in the foliage, then your growth overall slows down because the leaf is the factory that makes the energy to make the plant grow. So if the caterpillars come in and they eat a lot of holes in the foliage, your factory that makes the energy gets to work less hours, which means less growth. So just go to your garden center, ask them for a fruit tree spray, apply it to the plant. It'll take care of all of the caterpillars. Your tree will grow nice and happy, and it will mature, giving you fruit a lot sooner. And remember, fruit trees will take anywhere from 3 to 5 years to give you a good crop. You will get a few cherries, a few apples here and there, but until the root system is well established, it's going to be sporadic and few and far apart. So don't panic. It takes time and it will mature. Good question. Thank you, Susan. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Phil from New Hampshire with a question about his hydrangeas.
Phil from New Hampshire, good morning and happy Father's Day, Phil.
Hi. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I have several hydrangeas, blue hydrangeas. And that's not the problem with the blossoms or anything, but I have one hydrangea in particular near the house that all of a sudden the leaves on some of the branches had large brownish blotches. There's no holes or anything. And it's both on the older stems and on the green stems. And the ends started wilting. There's also a few stem ends that the leaves are sort of puckered up. We have other hydrangeas with no problems. Could you give me some idea what's happening?
Is it just on this one particular plant, or there's a little bit on several different types?
After we found this on this particular plant, we did notice a young plant probably 100 feet away or so that was starting doing the same thing. We have probably three fairly large plants that there's nothing on them.
Okay.
This one here is really bad. In fact, okay. My wife just died.
Now, have you applied any fertilizer to it recently?
She did put some sulfate around around several of them.
Okay. And this spotting on the foliage, is it little small like spots, or is it covering a large surface on the foliage?
Very large blotches. They're almost the whole foliage in some cases.
Okay. If it's a large, big... Yeah, if it's a large spot like that, then it is a fungus that has attacked the plant. And a well-established plant, like you said, that doesn't have any problem is because the plant is big and strong. So we had a lot of wet weather. It's been very cool compared to what it should be. A lot of cloudy days. And because the plant is young and not established in your garden, you have this problem. So what I like to see you do is to get a granular fertilizer for shrubs and trees. You can buy something like Plant Tone or Dr. Earth with probiotics. Mix that around the base of your plant, work it in, and then a good fungicide. If you have something for roses and perennials, apply it to the plant. If not, buy a product called Serenade. Serenade is all natural, all organic, and will take care of most diseases on roses, perennials, and for shrubs and trees.
Homa, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults, and a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Star from Vermont with a question about her oriental lilies.
Star, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I have a problem with an oriental lily. I know it's a very old lily. I've probably had it like 12 or 13 years. It seems to be diminishing in the stalks, but the problem that I noticed yesterday is that it was growing just fine, but now the top, there's a few leaves that have turned completely black, and the top looks like it's falling apart. This one has two stalks. It's only on one so far, but I'm afraid it's going to spread to the other one.
Okay. Has it affected the flower bud, or is it only on the foliage?
It's only on the foliage, and we're not to the point. This is a late one, so it's not to the point where it's made flowers yet. It's just still growing.
Is it kind of a rotting of the foliage where it's breaking down,
yes,
getting soft?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then that would be a fungus disease on that plant.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like you to do is to get something like Serenade. Serenade is an all-natural fungus control product. It will take care of powdery mildew, black spot, early blight, all kinds of common diseases. We've had a lot of cool weather, a lot of dampness, a lot of cloudy days, and fungus is something that's been very, very common on a lot of plants. But if you could put a fungicide on it, it will be very, very good. If it was insect problems, then you could take care of it systemically. But the other thing that you could use, Bayer has a systemic fungicide. So if you go down to your local nursery, they have Bayer 3-in-1, and it is a systemic systemic fungicide, miticide, and fertilizer at the same time. So we'll do three things. So either the Bayer systemic fungicide or Serenade. If you have roses and you have either a powder or an aerosol spray, look on the label to see if it does diseases. And if it does, you could put that on your lily and it should take care of the problem. What we need is some sun, a little bit of warm weather on a regular basis. And the other thing that I would probably consider, if it's only on one or two leaves, remove that leaf from your plant. Get a pair of scissors, put a nice clean cut, and cut it right up close to the stem and get it off. That way you may not even need to put a fungicide on it. So try that first. Remove the infected area, and if it doesn't come back, then you won't have to treat it. If it does, then you'll have to go with either Serenade or a Bayer systemic insecticide. But try pulling it out first, being it's only on one or two leaf. Thank you, Star. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we have Joe from Rhode Island.
Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Happy Father's Day. I have a couple of questions for you, okay?
Yes.
My first one is, my good friend Jim planted two apple trees this spring, and we noticed this past week that he's getting, like, yellow spots on all of the leaves. I'm wondering what that is and how we get rid of that. And my second question is, I've been trying to grow broccoli for the last 5 years, and like you people up in Maine, you grow those huge heads. I can't get them to grow big. I just get a small head. What do I need?
What time of the year do you plant the broccoli?
I put it in like early May.
Okay. What you want to do next year is plant it in April. Broccoli is a plant that prefers a cool weather. I always plant my broccoli when I plant my peas. I plant broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and all of your cold weather crop when it's cool outside. That gives the plant a chance to get established, and that will give you a bigger head, but you'll also get all of the shoots. We'll give you more information after the break.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PRE. PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me. My dad. Now here is a man. To me, he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong, my dad. My dad. Now he understands. Bring him troubles to share. Oh, he's always there, my dad. When I was
so. And I only hope that someday my own son will say, my dad, now here is a man.
Well, good morning and happy Father's Day to all you dads joining us this morning. If we can help you with your garden, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next? Helen, good morning. How can we help you today?
Excuse me. I have two questions. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
And I have two questions. One is on Montauk daisies. The other's on Mayflower bush. I can't remember the actual name of that, but the Montauk daisies first. I have, about 3 years ago, I had a lot of flowers on it, and since then I haven't had flowers. I got one a couple years ago, and I didn't get any flowers last year. Also, I give it Plantone in the spring, and then I feed it with Miracle-Gro in the all summer.
Okay.
Also, I know you said you should cut them back. I cut them back earlier, and now you say they're supposed to cut them back before the 4th of July. Well, they're pretty bushes right now. Should I still cut them back?
Yeah, don't be scared. You have to say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. And my Montauk daisy right now is about 2 feet tall. And if I don't cut it back in late June, early July, it will get to be over 3 feet tall. And then it kind of flops over because it's so big. So in the next week or two, I'll cut it back by 1/3. At that time, you can take all of the cuttings that you remove from the plant and just push them into your garden. And if you keep it moist, they'll root and you'll have a whole bunch of new plants. But I find that if you prune them back, you control the size, you make the plant bushier, and it will give you a lot more flowers. And it works very, very well for you. Now, what was your second question, Helen?
Concerned about no flowers on that Montauk daisies. Am I giving it the right food?
Well, I probably would not feed it as often. Mine, I use a granular fertilizer on it in late April, early May, and then that's it for the year because it's a well-established perennial. If you're feeding it often with Miracle-Gro, you may make the plant produce more foliage because Miracle-Gro has a lot of nitrogen in it. So the plant's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's not concentrating on making flower beds. My perennials, I give them a granular fertilizer in the spring, a granular fertilizer in late August, early September, and then that's it for the year. So they don't get fed during the summer because they have a time release. Something like Osmocote is very good, but Miracle-Gro, if it's a new perennial and you want to get it established quicker, great. For annuals, window boxes, because the annuals only last 1 year, so that you've got a short time to get all that color and growth on it. While the perennial, once it's well established in your ground, one feeding in the spring and one in the late summer, early fall is all you need. Miracle-Gro is great for the vegetable garden. Again, you only have a limited amount of time. And this year in particular, because everybody is running behind, we were cold, we were wet, a lot of us planted late. If you could give it a push with a Miracle-Gro, you're going to see things happen. But normally for perennials, a Miracle-Gro, just to get them well off and to get them started, But once they're established in your yard, I use a granular Osmocote or something like that that's a slow release. That way you don't get a lot of foliage and you do get more blossoms. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Cape Cod with a question about his dogwood.
Good morning, Bob, and happy Father's Day to you.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my day.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
There's one limb that's kind of taken over my walkway, and I want to prune it off the tree, whether or not it's safe to do that. And then my Japanese holly seems to have these small white flies nesting in it. It looks healthy. I just wonder if I need to do something about that.
Okay. On your Coosa dogwood, if the branch is creating a problem to make it safe to walk on that walkway, prune it back. And this time of the year, it wouldn't matter. The Coosa dogwood is in full bloom right now. And if you want to bring that, you know, cut the branch, as long as it's not too thick, you could put it in a vase of water, and you can enjoy it inside your home on your kitchen or dining room table. But if it's creating a safety hazard, take it out. The Coosa dogwood will grow as wide as it grows tall. So it will get to be really, really wide if you don't prune it. So if it's creating a problem, it really doesn't matter. Remove it. And as long, you can either cut it to a joint, so you can remove part of it, or if you're going to remove it all the way, cut it right to the main trunk. Put a nice clean cut, and it will scab over and heal where the branch was removed. But at this time of the year, it really, really wouldn't hurt the plant in general. So remove it, and that way you will feel safe and won't have to worry about anybody walking off the walkway. But there's no problem at all in removing that branch right now. But bring in some of the, if you have a branch the thickness of your little finger, put it in a tall vase with water, and it will bloom inside the house for a good couple of weeks. No problem at all. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231 if we can help you with your garden. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next we have Jeff from Rhode Island with a question about Alberta spruce.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club and happy Father's Day to you. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi, this is Jack.
Jack, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Good morning, Paul, and happy Father's Day to you and your listeners.
Thank you.
RGC organization here in Rhode Island maintain a very small arboretum up on the town property, and we have a set of beautiful Alberta spruce shrubs forming
yes.
into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the huge Alberta spruces is starting to brown out, just like it's going through a period where it's before it's going to die off, and I was wondering if what we could do to try to save that.
Okay. Did it make any new growth?
It had a little bit of growth in the earlier part of the season in spring, but now it looks like a similar thing happened to us last year. We had a much smaller one about 500 yards down the pathway, and we eventually had to replace that, and our group had opted to put a boxwood in its place. But these are very ornamental and huge and very attractive, and about 12 years old. They've been there for 12 years now.
Yeah, okay. What I want you to do, as soon as the plant dries out, we had a lot of rain last night, so it may still be wet. But once the plant dries, take a sheet of white paper. Put the white paper inside that plant, and then with one hand hold the paper, the other hand tap that plant to see if you can shake off any insects to fall on the white paper. And I'd be willing to bet that you're going to see these little black or brown dots fall on the paper. And if you look carefully, you're going to see them move. And it's because the plant is so dense and so thick, there's one insect called a mite, a spider mite. And if you took a piece of white paper, took a pencil, and just tapped it, just that little tiny dot that the lead or the ink from the ballpoint pen made on the paper, that's how little this insect is. So put the white paper in, tap the plant, look at the paper, and if you see little tiny things moving, that is spider mite. Now, there's two ways that you would control it. Number one, and probably the most effective, is something called all-season oil. Most insecticides, insects become immune to it. When you put oil, the way that oil works is it attaches itself to the skin of the insect, plugging all of the pores in the skin of the insect so that the insect can't breathe. The insect cannot become immune to it like it does a chemical, so you are smothering it. And what is nice about the oil is you will kill the adult, you will kill the young, and you will kill the egg, preventing it from hatching and creating problems later on during the growing season. So you can get a tank sprayer that you would pump, build up pressure, and I would literally soak that plant, getting it on the outside as well as the inside of your plant. And you want to put it thick enough so that it's actually dripping.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds. Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mirella from Sandwich with a question about her basil.
Mirella, can you tell me what's happening with the basil, and we'll try and solve the problem for you.
Good morning, Paul. It's Mara, M-A-U-R-A.
Mara.
And,
hi.
I just want to say happy Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to my dad, Raymond. And my problem with my basil is this year it's growing nicely, although many of the leaves have black spots.
The black spots on the basil is strictly caused by the weather. If you get a product like Serenade, which is all natural, all organic, it will stop. But it's been so wet and so cloudy and so cool. And basil grows so thick, and sometimes, you know, you put in just a few seeds and you get multiple plants that will develop. And because the plant is so dense, the air doesn't circulate around it, and you'll get all of that spotting. If it's only on a leaf here and a leaf there, remove either the entire leaf or part of it. But as soon as the weather stabilizes, it should stop. But Serenade is a good multi-purpose fungicide. It's all organic. It's all natural. And it will solve the problem for you. In the days to come, when it gets humid, you're going to have like lilacs will get powdery mildew. Roses will also get powdery mildew. Tall phlox will get the same thing. And Serenade will work for that. Cucumbers, squash, pumpkin will get a white film on it. That's powdery mildew, a disease similar to what's on your basil. And Serenade will solve that particular problem. So just be aware of it. And as soon as the weather straightens out, which you better pretty soon here, things will go back to normal. If you can do your watering in the morning or before 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you water your garden after 5 o'clock at night, that's when you are encouraging problems, because what happens is the foliage stays wet. The sun is beginning to set. Temperatures are cooling down. The foliage will go into the evening hours wet. Disease spores blow in the air. And if your plant is wet, and disease spores are blowing around, they hit the wet foliage, they stick to it, then they'll drill into the leaf, and you'll have a problem. So if you can get your watering done early in the morning rather than at night, your disease problems in your garden will be minimal. So never, ever water after 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you have to water, try and water the soil directly and try not get the water on the foliage. If you water your rose bushes, for example, late in the day, you're going to have yellowing of the lower foliage. You're going to have tiny black spots develop on that, and wet foliage on roses will definitely encourage fungus problems. So if you have to overhead water with a sprinkler, do it in the morning. That way, as the sun warms up, it will dry the foliage. The disease spores blowing around will bounce off because the foliage is dry, and you'll have a lot less of a problem in your yard. And that humidity is just a few days away. So just be aware, water early, and what I've done, go down to your local garden center. You can buy a water timer, and that's what I've done, and it really helps. So I set up my sprinkler late in the day into the garden. I attach it to a timer. You put a couple of AA batteries, you set the clock, and at 5 o'clock in the morning, the timer comes on, the garden is irrigated, the sun is up by 6, or even earlier, the foliage dries, and everybody is happy, and a lot less problems with fungus. Have a great Father's Day, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Remember, the newsletter.